from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
We don't condone the use of any drugs on this program. Okay? Except legal ones. Doctor prescribed. Let's talk about Bijan Robinson.
They got dispensaries now, so yeah.
Yeah, legal.
Yeah.
The legal stuff.
Yeah,
okay. We're good with the legal stuff. Yeah. We're having a little fun, is all. Just having a little joke. Bijan Robinson over under stat projections, courtesy of Bet Online. Tell me what you think of these numbers.
All right.
Over under and what it means either way. Rushing yards, 1,500. So basically 1,000 yards.
Oh, over.
Okay, yeah. And if so?
I think he'll be around 1,200. They're going to ride him. He's going to be one of the highest used players. As long as he's healthy?
Yeah, no.
Usage players in the league.
Yeah, I think that rushing yard number is low.
Yeah, I say 1,200.
I think Bijan Robinson's going to run the ball a lot this year.
He had 900 last year.
Yeah.
He almost had a G last year.
And that was with them being real careful early in the season and then him missing time.
Right.
And also them not being able to run the ball effectively because they didn't have a quarterback. Like, I think there's a lot of factors that play into him getting more effective runs and getting the ball even more this year. Yeah, that seems like an easy one. I think he's over that. If he's not over that, I think that's due to injury. Like, that's really the only thing I can come up with. If Bijan Robinson doesn't go over 1,000 yards this year, it's because he gets hurt.
Without a doubt.
You know what I mean?
They're not going to be careful. You know,
and why would
but
you?
The thing about it
no
is,
no offense, but why would you?
But I think, you know,
drafted him in
you drafted
the top
him
10
to give him
the football.
And as good as Tyler Algiers is, you got to give some of those carries, Bijan.
Yeah, I want Tyler Algiers to have a lot of carries, too. Like, I hope this run game's really good. I think it will be. I think having a real quarterback's going to help. Rushing touchdowns for Bijan Robinson, 6.5.
Yeah. I go over. I think 8.
I think it's got to be over.
Yeah, I think about 8.
If the rushing yards are over, then the touchdowns need to be over as well. And again, if it's under that, something went wrong.
Yeah.
Something went, the game plan didn't happen. Receptions, 60.5.
Oh, man. I'm going to go right under.
Okay.
Like 55.
Okay.
55 for about 7, about 650 somewhere near.
Okay, so you like the over on receiving yards because he's got 550.
Yeah, I can see him somewhere close to 2,000 all-purpose yards.
He should be close to 2,000 all-purpose yards.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think rushing yards is somewhere between 13 and 15, and I think receiving yards is somewhere between 4 and 6.
Yeah.
Like, and then you're right around 2,000.
Yeah.
They're going to get him the ball a lot of times. Like, he's going to have 50 receptions or so, maybe more. The over-under is 60.5. I would go under as well. I think the receiving yards is the one that's the most accurate. 550 receiving yards feels like a pretty.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets there, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I could see him somewhere 1850 total.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Receiving touchdowns, 4.
Yeah, right there.
That feels about right.
Yeah, so I can see where 1850 all purpose.
Because he's not going to get a lot of red zone targets.
No, he's not. And so I can see him somewhere around the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Caleb Williams has not signed yet.
Yeah.
Neither has Roma Dunze.
Yeah, there's this something, because you remember it was the same thing happened with Roquan and those dudes.
That's true.
It's about the structure that they want as I was listening to it, how they structure the signing bonus payments.
Okay.
I think that's the thing that's holding stuff up.
I remember with Roquan, wasn't it like guarantees in the fourth year
or something like that? So, yeah.
The Bears are funny about it.
They're funny about it. And what the team wants to do is they want the signing bonus to stretch over those amount of years. Well, the player, I want this amount up front right now. Let me sign the check. Y'all cut the check. I don't want it spread out. And so I think that has a lot to do with it. Because as far as the years, the total amount of the contract, oh, that's already slotted. But I think it's more of the pay structure that they're going through right now.
30 of the 32 teams in the NFL are going to participate in joint practices.
Yeah, I mean,
two teams aren't, the Chiefs and the Raiders. Why would they not?
I don't. That's something I can't. You ain't got no dance partner, maybe?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the new thing because of the fact is that you get your ones a lot of live reps, and I'm not talking about tackle live reps. It's basically going against another opponent, getting another look. And also they're cutting out the preseason games, and this is why a lot of these guys don't play in preseason, because they use these inter-squad scrimmages as you know, a real game.
Well, that's certainly what Arthur Smith and his staff did,
yeah.
Right? Like they treated the inter-squad split squad practices
split squad.
As more of a, I guess, their way of evaluating than in the preseason, because they hardly played guys at all in the preseason, especially in the first year. I wonder how this group will do it.
Well,
because I feel like it'd be a good idea to get some of these offensive players on the field together.
I agree with that part, and I think that's what you're going to see a lot. Because, I mean, don't the Falcons have two of them, I think.
Split squad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have two of them. And so you'll use those. Kirk, well, and it's going to be interesting to see how they use Kirk in those things, because of the simple fact is that people are on his feet and around his legs and everything. And I don't know if he's been fully cleared and everything already, Bunk, to go ahead and go through, you know, something like this or play in a game or something like that. I'm pretty sure he's close to it. If not, he has been cleared. I know that, you know, as far as the PUP list comes out next week, I don't anticipate him being on that. But when you're going against other teams, that's always the one thing when you're in those type of things is your quarterback. They're not going to tackle your quarterback. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Whatever team's in here, you have that kind of respect for each other that everybody knows quarterbacks are not live.
Yeah.
But it's all about, you know, people around his feet, people fall a lot.
Yeah, maybe that's something next week we'll be able to, or the next couple of weeks we'll be able to get a little bit more info on. Because
right.
Remember we asked Terry Fontenot just about, like, what's the plan for Kirk as that ramps up? Like, once he's okay, like, is he going to play in a preseason game?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really get an answer.
I don't know. I mean, the thing with it is that
you have to think he'd play
a
little.
You think he might want to get him out there just for a series.
Yeah, game two for a series or something like that.
Yeah, get him and get all his dudes out there.
Yeah.
And you maybe, and this is always one of those things whenever you're the starter and you're in preseason, it all goes according to how that first drive goes.
Yeah.
You get, okay, we're going to play a half. Well, you go down 13 plays and score, you're done.
Look great.
You know,
you guys are good. Yeah. See you week one.
And that's usually what it is.
You know what that means is a lot of Michael Penix.
Yes.
Which is going to be awesome.
Yes. You're going to get to see a lot of him.
He's going to play so much in the preseason.
Yes.
That's going to be fun to watch.
But I'm curious. No, not doubt. They won't do that. If they leave the first team off the line in with him. I doubt it.
I hope a little. Like, at least, like,
I doubt
some.
It.
Those guys need to work together, too.
Yeah, I doubt. But I doubt they put him.
I'm so tired of being 3 weeks into the NFL season and being like, yeah, the offensive line still doesn't look like they played very many snaps together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
September basically being the preseason, all the false starts and holds and just crap from the offensive line. I don't know. I'm a proponent of those guys working together in preseason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.